And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and today we are talking about different types of Bibles. I've had some questions about what Bible is best, which one should I avoid. And so what I'm going to do is today we're going to kind of go over a few of the good ones that I use or have used in the past and kind of give you some pros and cons. And then after the break, we'll kind of go over some ones to avoid. So the first one, let's just get into it, shall we? So there are like over 450 English Bibles written. I'm not going through all of them, okay? I don't have the time. But what we do have is a chance to kind of look at some of the top ones that I think are ones we need to look at. So the very first one is the King James Version. And there's two types of Bibles that are basically out there. You have ones that are literal translations, and you have some with, or then you have the interpretational. And then there's some that's in between, but for the most part, they fall between those two camps. And the King James Version falls into the translation. So they don't take very many liberties as far as what the interpretation is. They mainly took what was from the Old English and just translated it. So for the most part, you're getting what the Bible was, you know, back in medieval and those type of times. That's very nice, and it is very accurate for the most part. But the con for that is that it is very hard to read and very hard to understand if you haven't heard, like, say, you know, Shakespeare or something like that. There's a lot of thys and theys and stuff like that. And it can be hard to understand when something like this, when you're reading it, especially if you're new to the faith. So my suggestion for that is if you're going to read the King James Version, I would suggest reading something first and then reading the King James Version. If you want a more literal translation, then the King James is fine. If you've been in the faith for some time, then by all means, read it. It is a good read. It is fascinating. It gives you a little bit of different perspective. So the next one is probably what most people, when they were young, started out with reading, which is the NIV or the New International. Now, this one is a translation, but with some interpretation in there. So a lot of the King James Version churches that strictly teach that like to point out that the NIV is missing some passages. Now, these passages aren't necessarily ones that are going to be earth-shattering, but it is a point because they are missing. And so what else could they be missing? That's what a lot of people say. Now, what the NIV does is they take what the translation is and they try to interpret it to a point so that it's easy for people to understand. Now, it's not always effective in some cases, and it is still sometimes hard to read. That's one of the cons. The word translations, they choose just the word. They don't look at who wrote it or anything like that. So the NIV is a little bit of a translation with some interpretation, but it is a very good read because it's easy for the reader to read and to understand. Then we've got the NASB, or the New American Standard Bible. Now, this is the one that I like to use a lot because it looks at what the text was written in, meaning what language. So instead of trying to do just a straight translation from like the Old English, which is the King James Version, the NASB looks at, well, Paul wrote this in Greek or he wrote it in Latin. So let's look at those words in that language and translate it that way, rather than let's look at the Old English and translate it that way, because the Old English may not have translated it correctly or put their own spin in it. So that's why I like the NASB for the most part. Now, you know, the con for that is it can still be really hard to read sometimes because it is a translation, not an interpretation. So it's going to sound kind of weird in spots because it's pulling from different aspects of what the letter was or something like that. So that's one of them. Now, the other one is the God's Word, or the GWT, the God's Word Translation. Now, this is the one where Billy Graham used to use this quite a bit and speak from it. And this one is very easy to read. The words are easy. It's easy to get the understanding for things. And for the most part, the GWT is very good for people who are extremely new to the faith. It is not a translation completely, it is more of an interpretation. And so if you're new to the faith and you have no clue who some of these people are, like Moses or Abraham, then this Bible is the one that I would suggest probably reading first. Now, it's not the most accurate on some aspects of it, and we'll see that when I kind of break this down. And it can deviate from the message a little bit from the original translations because they're trying to make it easy to understand. But if for somebody who has a tough time reading Old English or someone very new to the faith, a GWT Bible or a God's Word Bible is not a bad choice to learn from. And with the like the YouVersion app, you don't even have to pay for it. Just download it and read it. I mean, that's what's nice about the time we live in now. And then finally, I threw this in because I kind of I'm getting kind of hooked on this one because it's new, but it's also interesting. And that's the New King James Version. So this one is very close to the original King James Version, and there's just a few words which changed to make it easier to understand. It's still translated, and it uses new text or new font. So because when the original King James was written, some of the documents that we now know of wasn't found. So they updated it a little bit. And the pro to that is that it still sounds like the original King James. It just has some new information on it. But that's also one of the cons. It is going to be hard to read. There's a lot of the I's and they's and stuff like that. And so I think that that's kind of where we're at. So let me read a couple passages or some passages between the Bibles here, okay, the different verses, and you can kind of get the hint. So we're going to use 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. Okay, perfect one. So the King James Version reads this: "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." So that's the King James Version. Now, the New International, the NIV, says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." So, as you can see, there's some differences already. And then the NASB, it reads this: "For the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to accord in accordance with their own desires." See how that's slightly different. Now, the GWT, or the God's Word Translation: "A time will come when people will not listen to accurate teachings. Instead, they will follow their own desires and surround themselves with teachers who tell them what they want to hear." So see how that's a little easier to understand? You don't have to try to distinguish what's being said. And that's why I think that's one of them for a very new listener or new follower. This was a good choice. Now, the New King James Version says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers." So as you can see, there's just a little bit of difference and a little bit of changes, but it's all pretty similar. And luckily with that verse has that possibility anyway. So that's that. So let's go ahead. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the Bibles that I would not recommend. Okay, so we'll be right back after this break. And welcome back to Small Town, your hometown podcast. And this week we're talking about Bibles. And so we just went through some of the Bibles that are out there that I personally have used and seem to really like and enjoy. We just went through the King James Version, the New International, the NASB, the New American Standard, the God's Word Translation, and then the New King James Version. So those are the ones I personally like. They seem to do well. Like I said, the God's Word Translation is more for very, very new to the faith people, because it's easy to understand. You get a taste of what the Bible is. There is some interpretation in there, so you need to be a little bit careful of that. But for the most part, it gives you a good grasp of what the Bible's about, and then you can dive into a more suitable translation Bible, like the NASB or the King James or the NIV or something like that. All right, so here's some Bibles to be extremely worried about. And I know on YouTube and probably other podcasts have talked about these Bibles. And so we won't go into great detail, but let me tell you, these Bibles are ones, if I saw them, I would definitely not spend my money on. Okay. The first one is the Message. Okay. It is a very bad translation, and it tries to use current meanings when they use the translations. And when I say current meanings, I'm saying when they use the word female, you know, they'll try to put today's spin on what female means. So it'll be like identify as a female, even though they are a male. There's just, it is not accurate. It is a straight interpretation. It is what they think it means now. And that's not how the Bible is supposed to be interpreted. It is a translation, not interpretation. So the Message has some really interesting things, and I'll read some text from it, and you'll kind of hear what I'm saying. All right. Now here, the other one that I have a immense problem with is the Passion Translation. And the problem I have with this is, for instance, it is not fully complete, it is not a Bible, and it is basically people from today putting together what they believe the Bible means and through translations that they believe, or from their talks with God. I have a problem with that. There's a lot of religions where all of a sudden texts are produced, and that's not what the Bible says would happen. Okay, so the Passion Translation is completely bad. It is with text that's at least 50% longer than the original. If you have to add to the Bible, then you have some problems. Okay, I understand you have to change some wording so people can understand it, but to add 50% more to the Bible, that is just unheard of, and that is scary. That is extremely scary. The result is a strongly secular translation which no longer counts as scripture. It masquerades as a Bible, and it's basically almost a false doctrine, to be honest. The translation is promoted within churches that share this person. It's written by one man. That's what should be also kind of scary. There's a lot of churches that have Bibles written by one man, and that is also not necessarily Christian, okay? That's totally different. But the Passion Translation is completely bad, and we will go over that as well for the next one. And then finally, the Living Bible. Basically the Living Bible takes an already translated newer Bible, which wasn't translated but technically a huge interpreted Bible, and they just put a new fresh spin on it. And the author does not look into any of the Greek or Hebrew words. So if Paul wrote it in Greek or Hebrew, they didn't look at it that way. They just said, well, it's written like this, you know, and they translated it, you know, 2 years or 10 years ago, so it's good enough. We don't need to investigate we're going to believe that that's sound doctrine, even though that was an interpretation Bible, not a translation Bible. So I'm very skeptical of any Bible where it is mostly interpretation, because that's people's perspective of what God is, rather than taking the word itself, translating it, and allowing you to have that intimate relationship with God. So those three Bibles are basically the ones that I would completely not even invest any type of money into. So here is, we're going to use the same one. We're going to use 2 Timothy 4:3. And this is what the message says. You're going to find, and this is what is coming straight from the Bible, from the message, okay? This is how it reads. You're going to find that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food, catchy options that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase mirages, but you keep your eye on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant. Now, is that anything close to, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears? That is not even close. I'm sorry, but that's an interpretation. And if it keeps going that way, it's just going to get more and more muddy. Okay. So the Passion, this is what they have. For the time is coming when they will no longer listen and respond to the healing words of the truth, because they will become selfish and proud. They will seek out teachers with soothing words that line up with their desires, saying just what they want to hear. That's pretty bad. Now, in this particular verse, the Living Bible gets it pretty close. It says, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. So once again, because they used a newer Bible to put it into a little bit more. But my problem with that is, once again, you're using an interpretive Bible to do a translate to keep doing this interpretive. It needs to be translated. So that's a little funny. So, okay. So let's look at what the scripture. Now, once again, I use the NASB because I prefer that when I do stuff like this. So John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you keep translating and you keep, or when you keep interpreting the Bible, you are distorting the Word of God, and you're distorting God. Flat out right there. That's why I like the NASB, because it calls it out what it is. 1 Peter 1:25, but the Word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the Word which was preached to you. And then we've got James 1:22. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delull themselves. So, you know, you need a translation, not interpretation. I do think that if you are new, very, very new to the faith, God's word translation is a good one to start with. But you do need to get yourself a good, solid, translated Bible, like the King James, the NIV, the NASB, the New King James Version. Definitely go with something that's a translated, not interpretive. Stay away from the Message. Stay away from the Passion. And stay away from the Living Bible. You stay away from those and you're going to be in good shape. So what we're going to do, we're going to wrap this up. And next week, we're going to start talking about the armor of God. Until then, stay safe out there.